take a moment and get comfortable in a seated position. You want to be alert, not sleepy, but relaxed and open. Close your eyes now, if that feels okay. And as you close your eyes, let that mark a transition. Feel your attention shift from the outer world to your inner world. Start to notice the natural rhythm of your breath. And as you notice the quality of your breathing, make adjustments. Make adjustments based on your desire to feel better, to feel good. Maybe a slower breath would feel better. Maybe breathing more deeply. Start making whatever adjustments feel good in relation to how you're breathing. As you make these adjustments, however big or small, notice the improvement in how you feel physically. Notice the improvement in how you feel mentally. And notice the improvement in how you feel emotionally. You can also just notice the improvement in how you feel very generally. Or even the growing desire in you to feel an improvement. Keep going with this for a few moments. Let your desire to feel good guide you as you improve and adjust the way that you're using your breath. There's truly no limit to the refinements that you can make. As you improve and refine your breathing to feel better and better, let yourself feel the satisfaction and enjoyment of actually improving your life experience in this very moment. Now that you've established some connection between your moment-to-moment focus and the experience in your body, start to become aware of what you're doing with your mind. What kind of thoughts, ideas, fantasies, images are you activating intentionally or unintentionally right now? I'm actually going to encourage you not to look at your mental activity in a lot of detail yet, but just enough to assess how it feels. Is your mental or cognitive activity right now aligned with how you want to feel? Can you make an improvement right now in this regard? Try relaxing your mind in the same way that you relax your body. Ungrip, soften, release. There's real value in any kind of formal or informal meditation practice where you relax and quiet your mind. A quiet mind and a practice of quieting the mind allows for a kind of reset. Thoughts that had gained momentum without your intention can just sort of run out of steam and settle down. I do recommend some kind of simple meditation practice for anyone practicing the gentle art of emotional mastery. Meditation isn't exactly what we're doing here, but there's some similarity in terms of mindful awareness. Right now, gently observe the feeling quality of your mental activity. Is your mental activity feeling good or less than good? What would be a better feeling way to use your cognitive operating system in this moment? experiment with answering that question in real time, practically, right now. Can you gently nudge your thoughts or your general mental activity in the direction of more emotional satisfaction? Would it feel best to simply relax your mind and try to quiet your thoughts? Whatever you try, let it be an allowing. Allow yourself to bring your mind into greater alignment with how you want to feel. Notice the connection between the quality of your mental activity and the quality of your emotional state right now. See if you can feel that connection. Just being able to feel that connection builds a bridge and is a valuable accomplishment. If that's not happening, then use this moment to practice being really, really nice to yourself. Tell yourself something nice out loud using your name. Justice, I really appreciate your desire to feel good and the attention you're placing upon the ways that you can learn to allow yourself to feel better. Well done. Using words out loud to deliver a supportive message to yourself and addressing yourself by name is a powerful way to engage your cognitive operating system and shape your emotional state. Now play around with shuttling between a focus on your mental activity or cognition, the sensation in your body, and how you feel emotionally. This practice allows you to become ever more nimble as you inhabit a dynamic range of these three aspects of your experience. This is pretty advanced stuff. Be easy about it. If it's flowing, keep going. If it's stuck, find a way to relax and to find some kind of small sense of satisfaction in yourself, no matter how small. Small just means subtle. And becoming attuned to subtle satisfactions is a huge benefit on this path of the gentle art of emotional mastery. No satisfaction is too small, no enjoyment too subtle to be of value.